Every day I wake up and wonder how it was I became a fisherman in the center of Southeast Alaska. It is as if the best possible outcome had become the lived dream. Waking up at anchor, where hemlock, spruce, and cedar touch the tamed ocean, the arc of the cove, the green embrace. Safe now, and quietly stunned at unexpected gratitude for not only shelter from the storm, but gratitude for living, working, playing in this ancient green steep-sided landscape, this sea of islands, this last refuge, this answer to the question, what did it look like 10,000 years before the hand of man did his work? One cannot truly love this place, call her home, feel the pull of her beauty, and live on her wild bounty without asking, how can I live in this place without altering that which I love? That is the challenge of our survival as a species. We now live the daily lesson of a great collective fear, birthed from our own countless little choices, made in careless little moments, too busy to listen. We deemed unnecessary all that beauty and all that bounty for all beings living in the great green grace. To all the places still wild, my heart beats from your sustenance. To all the places altered by the hand of man, may the centuries pass swiftly before such primal bounty may then return as fruit for a wiser hand to pick.